Father, we worship you, the God who rules in the affairs of men. As we go into your word this afternoon, we humble ourselves afresh under your mighty hand. We look to you, the great and the mighty God. Anoint me afresh. Help me speak as I should as an oracle of God. Put the same unction and anointing that is upon me, upon my heart and my lips. Put it again on the ears and the hearts of all who will hear me, especially in this auspicious hour, so that your word will flow freely from you through me to your people to do an internal and eternal work in all of our hearts, including my own, to cause our wills to become more humble, minds to be more enlightened with revelation knowledge, emotions to be more tempered and controlled by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I further pray as I speak that the power of the Holy Spirit, in great as well as in sufficient measure, be released to back these words and follow them wherever they are heard and released in all the earth. Power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will break yokes and free men, so that they will become doers of what they hear and not hearers only. We also pray for mercy, to be faithful, to deliver this word with precision. Yes, to redeem the time and say only what you want me to say. Bringing out of the treasure of this word, things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all those in agreement with me, receiving every blessing I mentioned in that prayer in their own individual lives, all individually agreed and said, I have a very important, strategic, prophetic present truth message for today in the light of what is presently happening in the earth, particularly the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. One thing we need to understand is that the Bible is true, and it says God rules in the affairs of men. That was only true in the day of Daniel. It's true today. And there is a prophetic significance as to what is happening and a prophetic solution. And by the grace and the mercy of God, I have been instructed to come and declare this to you and speak it into the air. See, when we minister, it's not just for the people who are listening to us. There's also the spiritual significance of releasing God's power and His word into the air. In the book of Daniel, I'm not really preaching from Daniel, I'm going to go to some other scriptures, but this has just come to me. When the angel appeared to Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and Daniel was interpreting the dream to him. And he said, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the word of the holy ones. When God does things on the earth, he uses his servants, his messengers. The Bible says God will do nothing on the earth. He will first reveal it to his prophets. He will speak his purpose into the earth through his prophets. And then by the power of his spirit, the ministry of angels, through the power of intercession, I'm going to be talking quite a bit about that in a minute, he now executes that decree or that declaration that he has released into the earth through his people. As we know or should know, for those who may be listening to us for the first time, we are in what the Bible symbolically refers to as the third day. The third day is a simple symbolism for the 21st century. It simply means the third millennium from the birth of Christ, because one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. We actually end in this third day about 1995, 1996, in the last century. We're now in a new century, what we call the 21st century. The purpose of God for this third day was revealed to us by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He said, the third day I will be perfected. He said, the first 2 days I will cast out devils and do cures, which he actually did. The first 2 millennium of the Christ, God was casting out the spirits that was hindering the church, and he was curing the church. He was healing the church. But he said, the third day I will be perfected. In this third day, God is bringing forth imminently. When I say imminent, that means it's something that's going to happen very, very soon. A perfect church on the earth, a glorious church, like I alluded to during my Bible study. What the scriptures call the manifestation of the sons of God. It is not only God who is aware of this, Satan too is aware of this. And as always, this has been a recurring decimal in history. Anytime God wants to do something or is about to do something, Satan tries, he always fails, but he does try to preempt and abort it. In particular, when Moses was born, not only did God know, but somehow Satan too knew. And he knew that a Messiah was going to come, a deliverer, and he tried to kill all the firstborn of Israel, the babies around that time. The same thing happened when Jesus was born. The enemy tried to kill all the children through Herod, you know, trying to kill Jesus. But God, you know, miraculously spoke to Joseph, and Jesus was taken to Egypt for some years before he came back. So now, the manifestation of the sons of God is imminent, and to try to abort, but he's going to fail. Just like he failed those 2 times, he's going to fail this time too. Trying to abort the manifestation of the sons of God by causing a world war. And as I go in the message, you will see. At a time that nobody was actually thinking in that kind of direction. People knew, oh, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. But what he's trying to do, but he will fail, is to create a conflagration. And many, many, many people will die. But it will fail. It is going to be aborted. Because God has given us understanding and revelation of what is happening and what we're to do about it. I'd like you to turn with me firstly in your Bible to the book of Haggai. We've been in Haggai quite a bit in the last 2 years since the pandemic, the COVID-19, which was another attempt by the enemy to try and kill a lot of people using that pandemic, which he did. And in particular, to try and kill the children of God. And it failed. But I want you to understand what is happening in the background spiritually that is causing these things. There's some things that even for me, by the grace and the mercy of God, have become much clearer to me than they were before. And I'm going to read firstly from verses 6 through 9. It says, for thus saith the Lord, I didn't hear you, Lord of hosts, yet once is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. This has actually happened through the COVID-19. And the desire of all nations shall come. That's what we're expecting now, what we call the manifestation of the sons of God. And I will fill this house, talking about the church, with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. And the glory of this latter house, that is this third, 21st century third day church, will be greater than the former, the glory of the first day church. That is the glory of the church that started in the Acts of the Apostles. Saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will bring peace. Now, the question, I'm going to be asking rhetorical questions, and I will be answering them through the scripture. How is God shaking the nations? To understand this, you need to go to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. And we're going to be looking at verses 25 and 26. And maybe 27 and 28. It says, and there shall be signs in the sun. I didn't hear you. I'm hearing it three or four people. And in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. Everybody say it. Say it again. The sea and the waves roaring. I need to make a prophetic comment on this before I go on, because I preached from these scriptures before. I am now seeing that it is a sequence of events. It's not just one thing. You know, many times when one thing happens, always, oh, that's it. But that's why the Bible talks about the manifold wisdom of God. And the Bible is like a scroll that is constantly unfolding. These signs speak of the blood moons, which we did experience 2014, 2015. There were four, a tetrad is four, you know, blood moons that were exactly 6 months apart, and they fell exactly during the feasts of Israel. One was in April 2014, and it fell on the day feast of Passover. The second one was in September 2014. It fell in the Feast of Tabernacles. The next one was in April or March of 2015. It fell on the Feast of Passover again. And the last one was in September 2015, and again it fell in the Feast of Tabernacles. I can never forget it. Blood moons happen all the time. It's part of the circuits in the heavens, you know, because that's just pure physics, you know, and cosmology, because of the rotation of the sun and the moon. And the earth around the sun, then the moon around the earth, and the rotation of the planet, you have blood moon. But rarely do they ever fall in consonance, in synchrony with the Jewish feasts. Whenever they do, it's a prophetic sign. That's what Jesus was talking about. It's not every blood moon that is a sign. Not every eclipse that is a sign. That's a prophetic sign. And it's very interesting. If you go back to the book of Genesis, let's quickly just jump there. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. When God created the heavens and the earth, well, he had made them, but then he restored them. And then he said, and God said, let there be lights. I didn't hear you. In the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs. I say for signs, for seasons, and days and years. This is a great prophetic scripture. It's not only that, we use the sun and the moon to count months and years. That's how we know, we're now in 2022. Another year we go around the sun, that it's used for that. But there is another thing here when he says, let them be for signs and for seasons. That word seasons there is the Hebrew word moed, which refers to the feasts. Now, the great significance of this prophetic passage is that it was written before the feasts were instituted. Well, if you don't get that, you will not appreciate the depth of the wisdom of God. God sets these things for signs and seasons before the seasons were declared. Israel had not been formed. Abraham had not been born. Moses had not been born. The feasts of Passover and Pentecost and tabernacles had not been instituted. But God, knowing ahead, give the Lord a clap offering, somebody, that those things were going to come, he set the signs in the heavens to coincide with some of those feasts when they would be instituted later on as a sign to his people on the earth. Long before the feasts. If you look at some of the modern translations, let me just take one of them. There's one that's called God's Word. I don't know if we have that one in our the New International Version that I have here. Says, let there be light in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them serve as signs to mark sacred times. The God's Word, that's the best one here. It says that let there be light in the sky to separate the day and the night, and there will be signs and will mark religious festivals. Feasts. What am I saying? What happened in 2014 and 2015 was not just an ordinary, you know, blood moon and eclipse. They were a sign. And immediately on the earth, there were corresponding things that began to happen. It so happened that 2014 was on the day of Passover. That was the day the Chibok girls in Nigeria were abducted. Talk about distress of nations. And God telegraphed that thing throughout the whole world. I remember Michelle Obama, that time Obama was still president. You know, David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, everybody, bring back our girls, bring back our girls. It went all over the world because it was a sign. Something was happening. A distress, watch this, a sequence of events to distress the nations was kicked into gear. And I'll explain the reason why in a minute. There have always been problems in nations, but these became universal. Shortly after that, America, it was still this same 2015, passed the Supreme Court judgment of legalizing gay marriage. It had never happened before. People even didn't think such a thing could ever happen in America. It brought great distress to the Christian community, to the people of the earth. This is crazy. Then not only did they do that, they also tried to force other nations to do it. Then shortly after that, you know, 2020, we had the insurrection at the Capitol Hill when they tried to overturn the elections of Joe Biden. They almost killed Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. It was unprecedented in American history. Talk about the shaking of the nations. That was in January 2020. Just a few months later, I think it was February and March, the COVID pandemic hit the whole world. And everything was shut down for the next 1.5 to 2 years. We're just getting out of it. We've come out of it now. Then, here in 2022, as the COVID thing was subsiding, we now get this invasion of Russia, of Ukraine by Russia. There's been talk about it. And, you know, he'd been, you know, he annexed the Crimea, you know, in 2014. He attacked a little bit of Georgia. But nobody took him that seriously because nobody thought he would ever, you know, invade a whole country. You know, he would use the excuse, oh, these people are Russian speaking. So, and it was true. Some of the separatists, some of the people there in some of those places, you know, were aligning more with Russia. There's a lot in that, but that's not what I want to concentrate on. The important thing to understand is that this event has also, it's a part of a sequence of events which the Bible describes here as the distress of nations. It's not just one thing. So it wasn't just COVID. It wasn't just, you know, the Chibok girls. It wasn't just the American Supreme Court. It was a sequence of events. And all of them have one thing in purpose: to try and stop the manifestation of the sons of God, or create a situation on the earth where many, many of the people will die and be killed and thereby abort it. Just like he tried to kill Moses when Moses was a baby, and they tried to kill Jesus when Jesus was a baby. Now, a very important point we need to understand is that this particular one we're facing now is extremely dangerous. And I will expatiate on this as I go on. Let's go back to Luke chapter 21. And he says here, I want us to concentrate on verse 26 now. Men's hearts, I didn't hear you, failing them for fear or anxiety, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Now, everybody scream that last expression. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. If you don't get that, you will not get what is behind this thing. What is causing the distress of the nations? What is causing the things that men are seeing on the earth? Are the powers of the heavens that are being shaken. Who are those principalities and powers? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirits in heavenly places. That's what he's talking about. He's saying that there's going to, the powers, these principalities and powers that are in the heavenly, they're going to be shaken. When they are shaken, they would drop to the earth. And when they come to the earth, they will begin to create these terrible conditions on the earth that we are all witnesses of now. Now, I now link this to another scripture which I've always quoted, but I didn't see the connection with the clarity with which I'm seeing the connection now. But just before I tell you that, let me, I'll talk a little bit more about this. You know, I mentioned this. I actually did a prophetic teaching on this way back in 2014. That because of the bombardment, because of spiritual warfare, there's always been spiritual warfare, but there was an increase in the ferocity and the intensity of our spiritual warfare. And it began to hit these evil spirits in the heavenly places, and they began to drop down. We see this in the book of Revelation. Quickly go to Revelation chapter 12. And, Revelation chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. And, where in the world am I? Verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Now, this is also talking about what's going to happen in the future, but because of the manifold wisdom of God and all scripture is prophetic, there is a prophetic application to what we're seeing now. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought and prevailed not. Praise the Lord. Now watch this. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out. Now that hasn't really happened yet. That's going to happen, you know, in the future, especially when the rapture occurs. We deceived the whole world, and he was cast into the earth, and the angels were cast out with him. And I heard with a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of the power of our God and the power of Christ. For the power of his, so for the accuser of our brethren is cast down and was accused before, accused them before the God day and night. The point here is this: the spiritual artillery, if you like, the spiritual bombardment of the heavens are causing some of these principalities and powers to come down, and their place in the heavens is being taken over by the church. That's why the Bible says we are seated together with Christ in heavenly places. Now, what's happening is that when they come down to the earth, it says in verse 12, it said, therefore rejoice you heavens, and ye that dwell in them, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down to you, having what? Because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So we are seeing now an increase. It's always been there. But an increase in satanic activity in the earth. And that is what is causing some of these terrible events that men are seeing as, wow, you know, the Bible says, you know, distress of nations, men's hearts failing them for fear of the things that are coming on the earth. Why? For the powers of the heavens are being shaken. It is the powers of the heaven that are shaken that come to the earth that are causing these terrible, terrible conditions. Now, the purpose, like I said, is to weaken the nations, cause disruption, war, anything, to kill as many people as possible, and so abort the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, to appreciate that better, you have to understand this. One of the purposes of the manifestation of the sons of God is to bring in the harvest, to make disciples in every nation, and bring in the end time harvest. The Bible says in Isaiah 60, you know, arise and shine, for thy light is come. He said, your heart shall be radiant and swell, for the abundance of the sea will be converted unto thee. Now, he wants to kill all those people before we get to them. But it's not going to happen. You have to understand what is happening. And so, we have the same conditions on the earth now as in the time of Noah and the time of Lot. Jesus alluded to this in Luke chapter 17. And in verses 26 and 28, he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Lot. Now, what was the characteristics of the day of Noah? To understand this, you know, I shared this with us some months ago when I preached along these same lines, that these Nephilim just means the fallen ones, these evil spirits that were operating the heavens before, that have now come to the earth, they are now working directly in the hearts of men, making them do all kinds of crazy things that ordinarily that they would not do. I'm getting ahead of myself. You can see that in this Russian invasion. There's something unnatural about what is happening here. I'm going to come back to it. But you need to understand that it's not just natural. There's a satanic force that is behind some of the actions that are presently taking place. We looked at this last time and my wife helped us to point out Genesis chapter 6 verse 4. Let's quickly review it. Genesis, this is the time of Noah. But the same thing happened in the time of Lot. Genesis chapter 6. Verse 4. There were giants. I didn't hear you. In the earth. In those days. And like my wife pointed out last time. And also after that. So even after the flood, some of these evil spirits, you know, came back, you know, and started indwelling men. That's why you see them again in the time of Lot. The time of Lot was hundreds of years after the time of Noah. But you still see the same things, unnatural things, you know, homosexuality, you know, all kinds of horrible, 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 horrible things. Well, but it's caused, the important thing we have to understand is that it is caused by these evil spirits. Now, I didn't get this before. I didn't see it with the clarity I'm seeing it. I now, the Holy Spirit Now, linked it up with me, to me, with what Paul said. It's exactly the same thing. I didn't realize it. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Look at it in Second Timothy, and look at chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm going to bring out something to you that is going to really blow your mind. It says, this know also, verse 1, that in the last days, what? I didn't hear you. Scream it out. Do you? The other day, my wife and I were watching the CNN, the UN. They actually put it, they scrolled it, said perilous times. They were just fulfilling scripture. But I'm going to show you what is causing the perilous times. Shall come. For. This is the reason why we're going to have perilous times. For. For means because. For. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Watch these terrible characteristics. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That's homosexuality and all this rubbish. Truce breakers. Have you heard that before? We will not invade Russia. We're just doing maneuvers in Ukraine. You know, we'll not invade Ukraine. We're only doing maneuvers with our neighbor in Belarus. You know, it's just normal, this thing we do. They didn't say it once, they didn't say it twice, they didn't say it three times. They kept saying, we will not, truce breakers. I got another tweet on that. You know, they had a peace conference, talk between the Russians and the Ukrainians just yesterday or day before yesterday. And they agreed to have a safe corridor for women and children to be able to go out, that there will be a ceasefire. You know what the Russians did? They increased the shelling. Truce breaker. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce. Everybody say fierce. You didn't say that's not a fierce. Do you know what it is to be fierce? When we talk about a ferocious lion, when you say something is fierce, it means it has no regard for human life. Something that would destroy and kill people. It's not a natural characteristic of the natural man. It is beasts. And lions that are fierce, not men. When you begin to see ferocity in men, there is a spirit behind it. Have you noticed in the book of Daniel that when he's talking about the different governments of the world, he uses the imagery of beasts? Lion, leopard, fierce. It is a characteristic of those principalities that are on the earth that are using the hearts of men to manifest their fierceness. This is not natural. Fierce. I didn't hear you. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Another translation says, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. What God is telling us here is this. The Lord now asked me a question. He said, what is making men like that? He said, for men shall be. Then the Holy Spirit now asked me, he said, what is making them? They weren't like that before. He said, in the end time, perilous times come, for men shall be. So what is making them like that? It is these powers that have been shaken. They are now in the earth. Not all of them, but a good number of them who were in the heavens before, they are now in the earth, and they are beaming their fierceness, their covetousness, their incontinence, their greed, you know, directly into the hearts of men, making men, watch this, behave in an unnatural way. Now, let's come to what is happening with Russia and Ukraine. This invasion, it wasn't as if people didn't expect him to do something. But nobody, they thought probably he would just take those eastern regions, just like he did Crimea, you know, and then begin to negotiate for, you know, that it should not be part of NATO and so on and so on. People expected that. But nobody really expected him to begin to attack the whole of the Ukraine with a desire to make the capital, you know, Kiev, you know, and all the other the major cities fall. Then something happened just day before yesterday. They attacked a nuclear facility, the largest in Europe. That we are sitting here comfortable this afternoon is just the mercy and the grace of God. Like mommy said, thank God for prayer. An angel deflected that thing. If that shell had hit on the reactor, we will not be talking the grammar we're talking now. And you know the amazing thing? It would even affect Russia. So you can know it's not natural. It is recklessness at a level that has not been seen since Adolf Hitler. And it's being caused by spirit. How can you? In fact, the Ukrainians, it was shown on TV, you know, were saying, stop shooting. Stop shooting. This is a nuclear facility. If you destroy anything, we will not be able to repair it. Then the Lord said to me, he said, that's not natural. That's Satan. The son of the morning, who has been sent to weaken the nations. The purpose, he is now having a strong something in the heart of that man, to the point where he's now becoming reckless. He's a KGB agent. He's very calculated and cool normally. But now, yesterday, he just announced, he said, anybody who puts financial sanctions on him is going to be regarded as an act of war. But they've already put it on him. So is he now going to fight with America? Is he going to order his guys? He put his nuclear arsenal on high alert. Now, I want you to understand something. Don't your neighbor say, chill, God is in control. But right on the other hand, we have to be realistic about what is going on. Are you listening to me? There are levels of nuclear exchange. There are different levels. Nagasaki and Hiroshima had an atom bomb dropped on them in World War II. It affected the people in that area, but it didn't touch Tokyo. It didn't touch Singapore. There's that level. And this is where prayer and intercession becomes extremely critical. That this crazy people will not start saying, oh, I'll just fire one small one. So that they will know I'm serious. And they'll be afraid. Because all intelligence now is pointing towards the fact that how can he say that, you know, anybody who's put sanctions is an act of war. So what does he want to do? You want to fight America? You want to fight Germany? You want to fight France? You want to fight the United Kingdom? And they've all, the guys have gone into Brussels now. You know, the Americans, they're all talking with the Europeans. Everybody's getting ready for the worst now. The American and the British have told them that if you're British or you're American, if you don't have any important thing to do in Russia, come home. That's not an ordinary command. It's not an ordinary instruction. All my years growing up, Mommy, Pastor Gwing and I, we grew up during the Cold War. Many of you don't know the Cold War. When, Brezhnev and there was USSR. There was always this fear that something would happen, but God aborted it. He didn't let anything like that happen. When the Americans and the British start telling their nationals, leave Russia, you know what they're doing? They are doing a worst case scenario. If this crazy guy does anything, then we will show him. Now, in Jesus' name, that's not going to happen. But we have to understand the spiritual forces that are behind these events. They're just not natural events. Now, turn with me in your Bible. Mommy just reminded me that I have it all here in my notes that the Holy Ghost gave me, you know. Look at Isaiah chapter 14. We are dealing with Satan trying to use a human operator to fulfill his purpose. The man does not know he's being used. He sees himself as fighting for Russian nationalism. And if you read the history and all of that, even great men like Henry Kissinger and others, they've all commented on this. There's been a long association between Ukraine and Russia, quite all right. In fact, quite a number of people in Ukraine speak Russian. Not all of them, but some of them. They have cousins and brothers and sisters. You know, they for years. It's not a recent thing. So he's something about, you know, Russia and Ukraine being one. There's very little truth. It's not total truth, but there's something there. And what you should do is sit down at the negotiating table and, you know, come to a negotiation. Not try and bomb and go into something. Now he has alienated all the Ukrainians. Anything they had before, they now just want to, you know, resist him and attack him. And it's such a delicate situation that if prayer and the power of God is not put into the situation, it can go like this. In fact, the Ukrainians were asking for a no-fly zone, wanting the allies, that is UK, France, America, to bring their planes in to enforce. But they can't do that. Because if you do that, you will have to shoot down Russian planes and Russian defense systems. And then you now become the aggressor. So what they do is they said, no, we will not do that. We will give you more planes. We'll give you more ammunition. You understand? And then we'll watch what's going to happen. We're in a delicate situation. But let me explain the spiritual thing behind it. Look at Isaiah 14. And then what we're going to do, and then we'll close. Isaiah 14. Am I talking to anybody here? I'm not going to read everything because of time. This is talking about the devil. How art thou fallen from heaven? I didn't hear you. You know, a lot of Christians are ignorant of some of these scriptures. All they know is breakthrough. These are scriptures that tell you the origin of the devil. Why he has become who he is today. How art thou fallen from heaven? O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut to the ground? Which what? Didst weaken the nations. It's one of his characteristic things that he does. He tries to, you know, influence the leaders of the nations on the earth to weaken them and use them as a tool to further his own plan and purposes. Jump to verse 16. God said, I'm going to bring you down. You know, the other verses, but I don't want to go into all of that. He said, I will exalt my throne. God said, no, you won't. I'm going to bring you down. Then he says, they that see thee, verse 16, they that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man? He's an angel just like a man. He's a cherub. But unlike Allah, he doesn't have wings. Though. He's like Gabriel or Michael. If you see Gabriel or Michael, you don't see any wings on them. You just see them, you know, they're just like men. That's why I say, is this the man? Watch this. Honey, watch this. Is this the man that made the earth to what? And did what? What do we read in Haggai? That's just, who was doing it? Satan. Is this the man that made the nations tremble and shake the earth to tremble and shake? Is him? Isaiah chapter 2, Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28. I'm first going to read verse 2. Then we'll go to verses 12 and 15. There's some things there the Holy Spirit propped out to me. You see, I learned this from Kenneth Hagin. Let's give Kenneth Hagin a super clap offering. Let's read this, then I'll see what I want to say. Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyros, thus saith the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up. And go and check the characteristics of the great men, I put great in quotes, men that have troubled the nations in history. From Alexander the Great, you know, to Napoleon, to recent Adolf Hitler. They always think they are something special. It's because there is a spirit. It's this devil that puts something into their heart. I don't know if you ever heard that the Nazi regime was supposed to be a 1,000-year regime. Yeah, the Third Reich. He believed it. Thus saith the Lord God, thou hast, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, and I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. This is a natural, he's called the Prince of Tyros. Verse 3, let me just take that out. I won't go beyond that. You know, for thou art wiser than Daniel. Yeah, and sometimes they get this wisdom, they get, you know, it's the devil. Now, let's jump to verse 12. God told that prince, he said, you're going to die, and I'm going to deal with you. But that's the small boy. Let's look at the big boy. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, I didn't hear you, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros. The human ruler was the prince of Tyros. The spiritual ruler was the king of Tyros. Are you listening to me? That's what we learned from Kenneth Hagin. You have to understand that in every nation, there is the physical ruler, president, you know, Buhari, President Biden, President Putin, whoever. There's a physical ruler. But on top of that, there is another spiritual. That's why they call wicked spirits in heavenly places. Watch this. The rulers of the darkness of this world. It is that spiritual ruler that is using the human ruler as a pawn. The human ruler sometimes doesn't even know the extent to which the spiritual ruler wants to go. He deceives him. He puts some wickedness in his heart, gives him some wisdom, gives him some power, and he begins to think he's something special, but he's only a tool. Once he's been used, he will discard him. So our real enemy is not the human ruler. It is a spiritual ruler.
And in particular, at this time, at this time in history, watch this, honey. At this time in history, the key nation was Tyros. The prince was the physical. Then the king of Tyros, Satan said, move. I'm taking over here. Because this king of Tyros here isn't just any principality. Isn't just any ruler of the darkness. It happened to be Satan himself. And I believe that at times in history, Satan will say, my interest is in this particular nation now. And it is this one that I can use to fulfill my plan. I just got a tweet from heaven. Do you know that in World War II, people don't understand this. In World War II, we see, you know, Hitler conquering all the countries and all that. But the real plan was to get rid of all the Jews. Because had he got rid of all the Jews, end time would not start. Israel would never have happened. There would have been no 1948. There would have been no end time generation. That was the ultimate plan. So this Lucifer put it inside the heart of Adolf Hitler. Watch this, for no strategic reason. The one of the most brilliant scientists that were in Germany were Jews. He was bites cutting his nose to spite his face. Alienating the Jews weakened him. But that was the plan of the master. You see, Adolf Hitler was just the prince of Germany. But Lucifer was the king of Germany. And he's almost killed the Jews. What is Germany's interest in going to North Africa? It's just desert. I'll tell you what it was. The purpose of the North African campaign under his most brilliant general, Erwin Rommel, was to move and cut off all the desert and move towards the Middle East and secure Saudi Arabia, Israel, Palestine. Had he done it, what we're talking about, we will not be talking about. That was the plan. And it worked at first. I'll tell you a small size story. I heard this from Derek Prince. Let's give Derek Prince a super clap offering. Derek Prince was a hospital attendant. He wasn't a combatant. But he was in the British Army. There's a group called the Desert Rats. They still used to meet, you know, until he died. If maybe a few of them are still alive now. You know, he was in the brigade that, what was that great British general? Monty, exactly. Montgomery to go. But that's not the story. That's not the end of the story. There was another general who was in charge of that group. And during that time, they were not doing well. The Germans kept defeating them. The Germans kept pushing them back and defeating them. So it was agreed in Whitehall that they should change the general. So they sent another general. His name was Gott. Gott's plane was shot down and Gott died. So they now brought a relatively unknown brigadier general called Montgomery to take over the North African campaign. Watch this, darling. Montgomery, I learned all this from Derek Prince. Montgomery's father was an Anglican minister. His daddy was a vicar, you know, in the Anglican church. And he was brought up as a praying man. So when Monty came in, he made sure that anytime they were going to go, they would pray first. Give the Lord a clap offering. Derek Prince was part of it. From the time Montgomery, when he came, things in North Africa just began to change because of spiritual power. And that was how it was Monty that stopped the German advance, defeated Rommel, so that Adolf Hitler did not get to Saudi Arabia and Palestine. He was fighting, Satan through him was fighting the war on two fronts. Kill all the Jews in Europe and then secure Palestine so there will never be an Israel. He failed. He will fail today. Today, the nation of interest is Russia. What this man normally will not do, Putin is very careful. He's a KGB trained agent. He won't do this. He's a devil. This king of Tyros puts it to his heart. Invade. There's nobody who didn't talk to him. Macron, you know, and all the European leaders, they went, oh, look, don't do this. We can talk this thing over. Even Joe Biden, look, if you want some concessions, let's talk about it. You know, okay, they will not join NATO. You know, but we will do this, we will do that. You know, we can horse trade. They gave him guarantees that nobody will ever attack Russia. They gave him all the guarantees that any reasonable person will. But something is, I said, attack. That son of the morning that weakened the nations. And you know what? It has almost taken us into a nuclear holocaust. It wasn't planned. The Ukrainians were defending that nuclear plant because it's the largest in Europe and it controls their electricity and their power. So it's strategic to them. The Russian forces came against them and started, nobody does that. Nobody. It doesn't make sense. Is against international law, and had that nuclear reactor gone off, the radiation would have gone to Russia. So we know it's not natural. It's the king of Tyros. If he was in his normal mind, he would have told them, no, please don't attack any nuclear. Don't touch it because anything can happen. The guys were screaming over the microphone, stop shooting. This is a nuclear facility. If you destroy something, we cannot repair it. But that's exactly what Satan wants. Putin's boss, the king of Tyros, now the king of Russia. In this particular scenario, he shifts from nation to nation, you know, depending on where his most strategic interest is. Usually there's one principality, there's one ruler. He say, move. I won't hear that. I want to get this done. But I got news for you. He will fail because it has been revealed to us. God will do nothing on the earth except he first reveals it unto his servants, the prophets. I said this last week, if I remember rightly, you know, we couldn't handle this 10 years ago. We didn't have the spiritual capacity. But you know what? God will not allow us to be tempted above what we are able to bear. Do you know? You may not know, but I will tell you today. One of the reasons why God allowed COVID was to give us that 1 year of staying at home, no distractions, so we could spend time, more time in prayer and intercession to build our spiritual capacity for this attack that is coming now. If we were the way we were 3-4 years ago, we can't handle what's going on now. And guess what? It will still have come. Because it is part of the distresses of the end time. That's why I said it's not just one event, it's a sequence of events. It's a long range plan. There is one purpose: kill and destroy as many of the potential sons of God on the earth as possible, so they will never be, at least not for the next 300-500 years, a manifestation of the sons of God. That's the plan. It will fail. So So don't be foolish enough to think in your heart, oh, that's in Ukraine, far away. God forbid bad thing, to use the language of our people. If that thing had gone off, that nuclear thing, thank God it didn't. Like mommy said, an angel deflected it. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for intercession. Thank God for good morning Jesus. Give the Lord a clap offering. I want you to know, it's not because it's us. You need a committed vanguard who put on the whole armor of God daily, who pray with all kinds of prayer in the spirit daily. And with the united prayer, when you combine the prayers together, both arithmetically and geometrically, we generate a great amount of the power of God that the angels can now use to police the situation. Mickey Mouse, 1940, 1950, 1970 prayers is not going to get the job done now. God, bless us. God, don't let the devil do this. Oh, God, he's not going to get it done. Put on the whole armor of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication for all saints. That's what's going to work now. Not Mickey Mouse praying. We're praying with the big boys now. The big boy has stationed himself right here on the earth. He's trying to use this man, who normally, ordinarily, is a strategic thinker. He's now begun to do reckless things. It's recklessness. It's reckless. And I know there's somebody behind it. He doesn't care about Putin. He doesn't care about the Russians. He cares about the sons of God. And if he can use them, if anything had happened to that nuclear plant, do you know you can't fly to Europe? And all the people in Europe, I'm saying, you know, we can't go anywhere. The whole place, radiation will be everywhere. And you know, the wind will be blowing it. Ah! One end of Monuro Amokweda. What God averted, the United States ambassador to the United Nations, she said it. She said, she used the word luck. We don't believe in luck. It's the mercy of God. You know, just, you know, averted a major disaster. Nobody, you can't handle it. It's radiation. I did physics. You can't handle it, folks. Now, I'm closing. The danger is not over yet. Don't say, oh, thank God. There are still many nuclear stations in Ukraine. And this guy is not stopping the shelling. Hence, God needs us to intercede more and stay on our watch spiritually. It's my closing. This is the how. Thank you, God, Holy Spirit, for reminding me. I'm going to quote some of these scriptures, then we're going to look at one or two of them, and then we're done. The Bible says in Psalm 110, it says, out of Zion, she shall send the rod of thy strength. Rule when? We're in the midst of the enemy now. Look at Isaiah. I want to look at two scriptures. Isaiah chapter 2. Jesus help me. And look at verse 4. He's talking about the end time and, you know, the glory of God and Zion and all of that. You know, from verse 2, it says, it shall come to pass the last days, the man of the host, you know, which is, you know, the manifestation of sons of God, the glory of God, all nations shall flow into it, and all of that. But watch this, verse 4 is a very revealing verse. And he shall judge, I didn't hear you, among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. And they, that is the people, shall beat their swords into what? And their spears into what?
Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. It means that there has to be an intervention. It means that there must have been war. Then that war was stopped. Otherwise, that scripture doesn't make any sense. Means in this season we're in, that there is going to be among the nations war. There's going to be, you know, a conflict. But by the intercession of the church, this is going to be aborted. Confirmation, Psalm 46. That's why I had them sing that psalm today. Psalm 46. Watch this. You know, I could read the whole thing, but because of time, I'm not going to do that. I want to concentrate on verses 4 through 9. Because this is where it concerns us and is applicable to us. In this time, Satan is trying to create a worldwide, you know, cataclysm to abort the manifestation of sons of God. That is why in verse 1, it starts with, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be... What can cause the earth to be removed? What kind of bomb? What can cause the mountains to be carried into the midst of the sea? You're talking about a nuclear cataclysm. But it's not going to happen. And I want to tell you why. He says, we're not going to be afraid. He said, there is a river. Glory to God. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He's talking about prayer. He's talking about intercession. There is a river. Talk to your neighbor. Say, there is a river. There is a river. There is a river. And it's coming out from me as I pray. There is a river. I didn't hear you. With the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. It is the river that is going to preserve the city, Zion. That's going to preserve the church. There is a river. Oh, I didn't hear you. Hallelujah. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad. It's prophetic. Shall make glad the city of God. The holy place of the what? Talking about the Feast of Tabernacles. He's going to preserve the church in the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. So what Satan has planned will not work. But it's the river that's going to bring it. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her. Come to your neighbor, say, God is going to help us. That God is already helping us. He helped us last week so that shell did not hit the nuclear facility. This is what the Bible calls present prophetic truth. It is happening. We are interacting with it in real time. These scriptures are being fulfilled as I speak. Not going to happen in 10 years. They're happening now. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. If you look at that in some of the other translations, it means on time, at the dawn of the morning, when the daybreak comes. God is not like, God is not going to waste time. It's going to happen. Boom. Woo! Glory be to God. I don't know if I'm helping anybody here. Hallelujah. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. Heathen means the kingdoms. That will include Russia, all these people. They're angry. And the kingdoms were moved. He uttereth his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. Everybody scream it. And the God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. Say it again. The Lord of hosts is with us. And the God of Jacob is our refuge. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
come, behold the works of the Lord, and the desolations that he had made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease. It means they started. It means they started. You cannot see something that didn't start. The war in Ukraine has started, but it will cease. Hallelujah. I said the war in Ukraine has started, but it will cease. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder, and he burneth the chariot in the fire. Have you seen those tanks being burnt? More of them are going to be burnt. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God is going to intervene. I'm going to get there in a minute before I close. Hallelujah. Be still. Be still. You know, modern translation? Don't your neighbor say, chill. Just chill. Chill. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. God will be exalted in Russia. We have no problem with the Russian people. See, the average Russian person is not a bad person. They don't want a nuclear war. I'm getting ahead of myself. They're going to see pressure on this man at three levels. It's already happening. Amen? No, and that, this is prayer points. You know, we pray in the spirit, of course, because we don't know the details of how God is going to do it. But number one, just even among his inner circle, people start telling him, you're crazy. We can't continue like this. It's already started happening, even among his oligarchs. Somebody put a ransom on his head. His own people, not Americans. Who wants their children to die in a nuclear bomb? Because of the ambition of somebody. That's number one. Number two, morale among his own troops. There are Russian soldiers that are being in Ukraine, and people are talking to them, phone your mommy. Some Ukrainians the other day, they walked in one village. The Russian soldier began to fire. They fired in the sky. They shot one guy, but I don't think they killed him or anything like that. They are people. The people don't want to do this. Number three, international pressure. The financial pressure, the international pressure. God will use all of these things. I don't know how he's going to do it. And, you know, I'm trusting God. We want to redeem the time because the days are evil. The sufferings of the people are too much. So we want it to be as quickly as possible. As we pray in the spirit, by the time these three factors come in, this thing will be removed. And this war will cease. And it will become a lesson to other ambitious dictators around the earth. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Give the Lord a clap offering. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. There is a river. That river must increase in volume. We must not let down intercession. Put on the whole armor of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, that our river will flow out, so that God will use it to make glad the city of God and preserve us from the evil machinations of this king of Tyros, who now, he's desperate. He can see the manifestation of the sons of God, just like he saw the birth of Jesus. He saw the birth of Paul. Ah, they're already in the earth. Let me try and scatter everything before they manifest. He will fail. Hallelujah. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. A season of war and peace. There's war has started, but peace will come. A season of war and peace. He maketh wars to cease on the earth. this war will cease in Jesus' name. Talk to God. All I want from you is, I want you, if you're already there, but greater commitment. Stop playing around. This is not playing church. We're dealing with the big boys now, the kings of Tyros. We're not dealing with all these little principalities and powers that give you headache. You need to really pray. Fill your heart with the life of God. Tongues, petition, supplication, groanings, intercessions, giving of thanks. And always concentrated during the beginning of the day, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, you know, then throughout the day, short. Pray all the time. Praying always. That's how God is going to send out the stream that is going to comfort the city of God. Let's talk to God. Everybody, make up your mind. You're going to contribute your own quota to that stream by which we're going to arrest this king of Tyros that wants the mountains to be moved, wants to destroy the planet through nuclear bomb. The scientists tell us that the Russians have over 6,000 nuclear warheads. The Americans have about 5,800. It's academic. All that is academic. If there's an exchange, everybody on earth can be killed. Whether it's 5,000 or 1,000 is enough. No, 100 is enough. So all that is academic. That's why we have to pray. We have to pray. Oh, yege, Jesus. It's a great song. Sing it to him from your heart. He's the advocate praying through us for us.
Yeah.
you, Lord. Put one hand on your heart. Raise your other hand. He's the one who's going to help us. The UN can't help us. America can't help us. It's Jesus who's going to help us. One more time. Raise that hand. Say, Heavenly Father, we look to you from whence cometh our help. O God of Jacob, O God of Jacob, you are our refuge and strength. Father, we come to you. Our hope is not in any man. Our hope is not in any nation. We thank you for the nations that you have used and that you are using. But without your help behind them, their help will be in vain. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Come and have mercy on this Ukraine-Russia situation. Cause this war to cease. According to your word, in the name of Jesus, we pray for wisdom, we pray for strength, we pray for courage, we pray for protection for the allied forces, for the Ukrainians, and all well-meaning people of the earth, that this thing will be quickly averted. This war will cease. You will break the bow asunder. You will burn the chariots with fire according to your word. Oh God, oh God, like Jehoshaphat, we come before you and we ask you to intervene. Like Hezekiah, we come before you and we ask you to intervene. Intervene. Supernaturally, by the ministry of your angels and the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Father, Lord Jesus, I pray there. Lord, have mercy on us. Receive your blood to cleanse us. Life and power as we pray. Nere, let this river make glad the city of God. Rema kalamashem. Nere de, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water according to your word. Nere ne kikoro. Lambredes, let it make glad the city of God. Lambri digle meshka. Remo Koro Lepra, Father Negritolomo Tolomo Shefre, Cause this war to cease. Cause this war to cease. Cause this war to cease. Nikria lombredek lembredelesh lembra. Father, celebrate tolomosho fres. Lord Jesus, abrike tolomoras. Lord Holy Ghost, celebria. For your blood, labridesk. For your life, celebrideka. For your power, nera. Nongrio rembriki tolomosh. Ningale bro tolomakar tolomo. Lembredas. Tolomotufrides. Tolomotufrides. Lombrekagamatolos. Nikotufrides. Zufrides. In Jesus' name. If you need healing, you see now, brethren, why all of us need to be strong, good health. There are going to be many challenges in this end time. This is just one of them. We're going to overcome this one. Others will arise in the future. We will overcome them. If you need healing for your body, strength for your mind, just raise your hand. It's an act of faith. Father, for our brethren that need healing and strength for their physical bodies, we release healing power now in Jesus' name. We come against spirits of infirmity, spirit of oppression, depression, confusion. We cast you out. We destroy your works and bind you. We loose the angels of God with the seven spirits of God. In particular, we impart on you spirit of soundness of mind. Soundness of mind. Soundness of body. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. So you will be strong and fit to pray. To release more of the streams of living water that will make glad the city of God and cause wars to cease in the earth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mommy, come. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail. Above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to is successful. Everything you set your hand to is successful. You are at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gates of your enemies, even the gate of death. So you will live, you will not die. You will live and declare the glory of God in the land of the living. With long life of God satisfied. And show you his salvation. Even the perfection, the fullness of Christ. So Lord, impart on you the anointings of Enoch, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, of Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Turn to the person, you're contributing to the streams of water that is making glad the city of God, causing wars on the earth to cease. And so you have no broken bones. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.